Yifubin sold his sada shaloi b'achayis. And then Asiki, he contested it. He said, Shalomu, actually has it go until Shimon was married to sada, so yochal alzabe, so he can be chayzea. And the Mecca, invalidate the Mecca. And she has it go in yochal alzabe. But the moment he was mazik in the sade, so Shimon cannot invalidate the Mecca. My time, the omale chayse dikatre savret vikabalt. In other words, you accept it, your tough luck. You accept it, a bag, an empty bag with many knots. In other words, it's your tough luck. But, so that is according to the first lashon. Meina said, Haba Chazake. When is it called Herzibo? Mechidayish HaMitzvah. In other words, when he walked through the field, he traversed the field. So, the first lashon says, Vidafke Shaloi Ba'achayis. In other words, if Shaloi Ba'achayis, so in case the Ma'ariah, the Baal Chayv, let's say, takes away the Sode from Shimon. So Shimon cannot demand from Reuven that you reimburse him. So Mimele, he cannot invalidate the Mekach. Mishayazik. Avol Bachayim. But suppose Reuven sold the Sode to Shimon the Achayim. So that means in case somebody takes away the Sode from Shimon, then he'll be able to be reimbursed by Reuven. So Mele, he can say, even if Herzibah, he can say, now you'll have to pay me the money later on anyway, so let me not, in other words, Ashe twice the Gemara to the case where Shimon did not pay the purchase price of the sode. Let's say, Reuven sold the sode for $1,000 to Shimon. And Shimon did not pay the $1,000. He still owes him the $1,000. So then, Mishael has him bought, so Shimon cannot be hurt. Because Reuven can tell him, it's your tough luck. So he says, Vidafke Shaloi Be'achayis. Avod Achayis, so Mimele, he can be Chayzer, even if Erzibor, because Shimon can say to Reuven, what difference does it make to you? I didn't pay the Moish the $1,000, so why should I give you the $1,000 and then you'll have to refund to me? So let's make it more convenient. Hafuchem Atata Lomali, why do we have to work so hard? First, I'll pay you the $1,000, then I'll have to call you to the Torah, you should refund me. I'm not going to pay you the $1,000. In the case of Shaloi Ba'achayis, some Meili can tell you, it's your tough luck. We Meili have to pay the $1,000. But in case of Achayis, so Shimon can tell Reuven, why should I pay you the $1,000? I'll pay you the $1,000 now. The next month, I'll call you to the Torah, and you'll have to refund me. Let's make it easier. I won't pay you the $1,000. Hafuchem Atata Loma. There's the pshat in the Gemara. V'yike de'amre, afilu b'achayis nam. That even b'achayis, in she'erzik bo, he cannot invalidate the Mecca. He cannot say, why should I work hard? You'll have to refund to me anyway. So he can tell him, Reuven can say, how do I know that I'll have to refund to you anyway? Until you have the shtar tirfeh, I don't even know whether I'll have to refund. In the meantime, you don't have the shtar tirfeh, so mele, I want, you should pay me the $1,000. Then, the Baal Chayv will take it away from you, so you get from Bezna shtar tirfeh, then you call me to the Torah, I'll refund to you. But right now, it's not even certain that it will be taken away from. Now let's see the Rashi. עסוקים אלה, לאימא השלונו, חייסה בכתרי סק שור, מורי רוח, ויגה דאמרי אפילו בחייס נם, אפילו כדרי החייס עולוב, דייש לאימא, הויל וסייפי לעזר עולוב עכשיו, הויל וסייפי לעזר עולוב, עכשיו נמי ירזה ויתלנו, אפילו הוכה, אם יורס על ארז. דאום עלי, מייחי, אך ותירפוך, שכושר לך בזנשטרט תירפה, שבדין עוד לאים, הוא עובש על לך, but until you produce the start TFA, I'm so you have to pay me $1,000. Taisa says, the Yotsu Allah Siki, Peirush Eire, Avaleinu Forish Anosim. Din Kein, Anosim, so that means it was never his. Only Forish Anosim. So Anoshim is that Gazlonim, they just took away the Sore. Din Kein, Afil Bachayis. So Mishihir Zigbo, Amai Yochel Arza. So why do we say Bachayis, Mishihir Zigbo Mechel Arza? Why? Because you'll have to reimburse him anyway. No, he won't have to reimburse him. Where if somebody sells the Sore Bachayis, it doesn't mean that he is going to reimburse him no matter what happens. In other words, if somebody wouldn't sell the soda to Shimon Bachayes, and then another person guzzles the soda away, so be able to, he'll have to reverse him only when it's taken away by Balchayf. So then there is Kabbalah Sachayes. But if it's taken away by Anosim, there is no Kabbalah Sachayes. So Asikin doesn't mean Gazlonim, it means Eirim like Balchayf. Mishayazik bo. So actually, Hazik boy yochel azik boy. Mishe Hazik boy ain't yochel azik boy. Before he came to Bumtzie, Pirsha Rashe, here he doesn't say anything. But Bumtzie, the same Gemara in Bumtzie, the Fidalet, Pirsha Rashe, Afal Gav, Shalom Nosan Mois, even though he didn't pay Kesef, but since Hazik boy, so is Kane, some mele, the Likeach cannot invalidate the Mekach, cannot be Chayzik. The Kalkanik is the Chazok. Because Amaynok at Chazok in Yisa Mekeset Vishta. After all, the whole union is that he was Kenet, so merely cannot be Chayzik. So why mention Chazok? Could you be any other Kenet? Void Maiko Boye Meimas Hava Chazok. Why do all of a sudden the Gemara says, what's Chazok? After all, I mean, it's a double no, it's a double mefulsen what Chazok is. No, I'll go to Porat. Masnisni, the fear of Cheska Sabbat, no, I'll go to Goda. Veid, Maiko Boy Hochet, Veim Bishoduch. And then, if it means King Chazok, why Daesh HaMitzre? Chazok is no, I'll go to Porat. Daesh HaMitzre means he just walked through the field. That's not even Chazok. Void, Daesh HaMitzre Mashmat Risebaum, Sheil Yechsovif HaMitzor. Vinira Liforeish, Dimaire Shekonei, so Teish is Chelikrash. Old Rishenim, I think, Chelikrash. Vinira Liforeish, Dimaire Shekonei, Biki and Gomo. Bichlifin, even actually as it means, he was king. What kind of a kinyan? Chlifin, Shtar, Chazoke, or Chazoke, the real Chazoke, of no God of the Poratz. So the question is, but until he's Daish HaMitzri, even though he was Kenet, so if they are seeking, then he became Chayzer. Why? Because that's the Undre. Vidayt Shel Odom, Afal Pishe, Kone Pekin Gomo, In Yeitzo Yerim, Yochel Arz, Kol Zman Shel Holach, HaMitzri Asod Elior Kol Orbo, Lira Is, Yone Asod. So in other words, even actually Azibo means he did a kinyan. Whatever kinyan, chazoke, kesef, shtar, whatever, suda, whatever kinyan, was kinyan. But if he still didn't traverse the field, so then there is an undene, that when a person sells his sode to the other, so it is the intention of the likeach that until he traverses the field, if there is any Io, on this order, he should be able to invalidate the Mekach. So it's not that he wasn't kidding. But, in other words, he has a right to invalidate the Mekach. So, the undeni is until his daishamis. There is no undeni that Leilam Voed, if there will be a new on this order, he will be able to invalidate the Mekach. But, that's the understanding of the parties, of business people, that until, you know, he traverses the field, so he should be able to invalidate the Mekach because of a Neo. Idaiti Shalodom, Afalpi, Shekone, Biki, and Gomo, in Yitzir, in Yochlazabe, Kovman, Shalolach, and Mitzra Sode, the Orko, the Orbo, Lireis, in Yone Asode, Reine, the Daish, and Mitzre. Uvilonos Moisaya. And he deals with the case where we didn't give the mois. Dibinos mois aire. So after Bachayas name, Amayoch Lazabe, Michel Zibo, Vichleilam Yoch Lazabe. Because the first Lashon Gemara says that Bachayas, even after Daish HaMitzre. So he came to Chayzei. Why? Because he's going to demand reimbursement anyway. So is there such a loche? Vichleilam Yoch Lazabe. Where did we hear such a loche? According to one Lashon Gemara, that where there is Chayv Bachayas, so Mimele, he can be Chayzir, even though he doesn't have the Shtatir. All right. The second Lashon says, Ach Vetir for Vashalach. But the first Lashon says, he cannot say Ach Vetir for Vashalach. He can be Chayzir, because he's Mechuyev to reimburse him anyway. So does that mean that Leilam Voed, if it's Bachayas, he can be Chayzir? It's not Mistab. Vichleilam Yochel Azim. In other words, since he didn't give the mois yet, so true, whether he can be chayzer, cannot be chayzer, why do we have to resort to chayzer? In other words, he has to pay mois. He sold him, he sold it for $1,000, and Shimon did not pay the $1,000 yet. So why couldn't he say, you know, I'm not chayzer, but I have to pay you the $1,000. I don't have cash. So I am paying you with the car. Take away the field. So is the Shavah Kesef of the $1,000. Lim Lishkil Arbi Zuzoch. V'yesh Leima Kigin Shehuzlo. In other words, suppose at the time he sold him, so it was worth $1,000. Now it, the price went down and it's only worth $800. So Mele, he cannot say. If he can be Chayzer, he can be Chayzer. But if it is already Daish HaMitzre and he cannot be Chayzer, so he has to pay the $1,000. How can he pay $1,000 by turning over the field? The field is only worth $800. Iname kim shiyotsula eri. In Shovek Moisho is a Shove, Bishor Shekome. So, in other words, it's the same terrace, but according to the first terrace, when Mamish, the price went down. According to the second terrace, even if it didn't go down, but it is going to go down. So right now, no one knows about it. But since they are in, so in all probability, so the price will be interested in buying that field when there are contestants on it. So Mele, the demand for that piece of field so will be less, so Mele, the price will be lower. It's the same terms. Yes.
Is the Pshat and Tosus why he distinguishes between Nasimos and Lo Nasimos?
Yeah.
Because if it's already Nasimos, so you no longer can say Afuchi Mitar Talamali. It's already
that's
beyond
right.
That stage.
That's right. It was fully consummated. How can you say? You see, the second Lashon says, even in the case of Loinos Mois, so Ach V'tir for Vashalach. The first Lashon says no, but only if it's not fully consummated. But if the Mekach is fully consummated, how can anyone say that since he's going to be reimbursed him anyway, so Mele, he doesn't have to pay? But after all, it's not even determined whether he'll have to reimburse. He doesn't have ishtalti of his yet. Now, the kashi is against Rashi. Rashi says, Mishael Zigbo in Yochel Hazibo, so he says, Pir Sharashi Afal Gafshal in Mosam Mois, the Kal Kamitrid Bechazon. So the question is, some mele, what kind of a chidush is it? Actually, Helsing boy Yochlazabe. Why shouldn't you be able to Yochlazabe? Chazoke, there is no Chazoke. Mois, he didn't give nothing. So, of course, he came to Chazoke. Here, the Gemara mentions the reason is the, why he came to Chazoke, because there are Siki. So, in other words, he'll sustain a big loss. But if he didn't make a king Chazoke, and he was not king of the Sodet for Mois either, because he didn't pay the Mois. So of course, without a seeking, he can be chesed. This is a very strong kashi. So the Shin Kubetzer Simbol Mitzvah mentions in the name of the Shit, Sim Gimore, is in the Mitzvah, Daf Yudalot. The Sugyan Bishalei Nosa Mois, Di Nosa Hokata Mitnes Bikesef. ולפיזה צורך לימה דריבוס הדשמייצה הוא שאף על פי שנשרצה בדבורים קיבם שיוצאו להסיקים אין כמי שמחוס רעמון היודו אין אכנם על פי דין יקוד דחזר אני הוא ידע אותה סיק but he wouldn't be a nice person there's a lot of דבורים יאירים שחוס רעמון הן שלוח צדה ולאף שלוח צדה so it's against the deen but in this case where it's your classic king, it's not against the deen, he can't be chayzer. Because he's not supposed to keep his word, if by keeping his word, he'll sustain such a loss.
It's a Mishapara problem?
No, there is no Mishapara, because Mishapara is only Shaya Bamitautali, when Nosam Mois is Lemoshach. By Kakois, there is no Mishapara, because if it's Nosam Mois, so it's Kenny King and Gomo. So Mishapara is only Shaya Bamitautali. So, Vatira Mois Kenis, and the Chachomim and Misake, because of Shoyimole, Yisro the Techabaliye, that until his Meshach is not Kenis, but he has to submit to Mishapara. But Mishapara has to submit if the Likeach paid Mois, but he didn't take possession. But here, there was, first of all, it's Kalake, and he didn't pay Mois, there was no Kenya. So Mele, he could be Chayza without submitting to Mishapara, but to have Naveira. Shares his soul, Yasa Avro, with Abu Chozov. So there's the Chidesh. If it's just last seeking, there is no Yisrael, shares his soul, Lo Yasa Avro, with Abu Chozov. And he can be Heter, he can be Chidesh.
Because Rabbeinu Tam, I think in the Shita of Mekubetzis over here, Boa Kama mentions that one of the Chidush in this Gemara is about Mishapar.
Yeah, there is a Mishapar. Yeah, that's right. There are situations of a Mishapara in Karka also, when it's not a real Kinyan. We'll look into it. Betis, the Gavi Mishapara, but Rabbi Tam's name is not mentioned here. We saw Rabbi Tam's name mentioned here.
I think it was Rabbi Ishaya or something.
Rabbi Ishaya. Not Rabbi Tam. Oh, Rabbi Ishaya. Oh, yeah. Not Rabbi Tam. Oh, yeah. He mentions Rabbi Tam. Yeah. You're right. Actually, has the food master as a Shum Chazon. He made Rabbi Ishai mention Rabbi Tam. The Rabbi Ishai is al kosa v'zeh l'shem. Actually, here's the goal if him reute mashma shall he also shum chazok. V'teime say, like Rashi, Michael Mashman on loy bereish and loy b'sif. Pshitis. V'tiras Rabbi Tam imayre shenos amoyis v'tiras piroi v'loy b'tiras kniye. V'chidushe de reishe v'yoch la'arzabeh calls man shall he has it for Kalima Mutala Zabe, but not like the Shite explaining Rashi because of Shears Israel. The leke mishipar, the afal pish and osna moiz, likoma bidaita liknis, achi yazik, viira karkatanashi. So that has to be explained. After all, he says he gave kesef, but he gave the moiz bitiras piroi, viloi bitiras ni. What does that mean? Gave kesef, he gave kesef. He has to say, I'm giving it bitiras ni. So here, Rav Natan is mentioning a very important point, very important, because in Simen Kuf Tzadik Tes, there is a machlekes mishpat. There is a machlekes between the sma and the shach. Now, karke is nikne b'kesef. So the question is the key in kesef b'karke b'tiras peroim or is b'tiras kesef kine? Is b'tiras kesef kine? I mean, is it b'tiras peroim or is b'tiras kesef kine? The sma says, the sma and the taz, sorry, the sma and the taz. The sma says that the kesef by karke is b'tiras. Is b'teiras a kesef peroi, and the Taz says no. Is b'teiras kesef kinya. What's the riot? The Taz mentions a very strong riot. After all, we learn now the kesef initially is mukadesh the kesef because kicha kicha is the effort. Ba'ishi is not shayach to say peroi. What is it? She's a piece of merchandise. He pays for her a price. So it's kesef kinyan, not that he pays for it. In a field, so he can say the reason is why he's getting it, because he paid for it. So then you ask Kikashi, according to the smart, it's kesef peroyin. Now the aloha is that karki is nikne b'kesef with one put. So suppose the field is worth $1,000 and he gives a put, so it's getting. If it's kesef kinyan, all right, so it's like gedush. But if it's kesef peroyin, so it should only be kene. It should only be kene if he pays the price. He's prepared for it. You pay a penny, a pute, for a field that is worth $1,000. So is that considered paid for the field? So the sma says in the commandment that when we say that karka is dikte b'kesef, and that's a gemorim for ashes, even with one pute, so it doesn't mean that it's kene just with one pute. In other words, if he gives the pute as a down payment, and then he's mischayev the rest, he's zoka for the milve, so then it's considered as if he paid the whole thing, but not just a pute. In other words, it has to be karke is nikne be pute, but it has to be the rest. Let's say it's worth $1,000, and he gives him a dollar as a down payment, and the rest, the 999, he gives him a promissory note. That's up for all the mil. He gives him a promissory note. He makes a new ischaibis. So then it's considered that he actually paid the $1,000. But $1 of the $1,000 he gave in cash, and the other $999 he gave by giving in a promissory note. So together with the promissory note, he paid the whole thing. But Enochname, according to the smart, if he'll just give it pute and not be zokfel milve, he'll not be king of the sode. Because the sode is worth $1,000, he has to pay $1,000. But he doesn't have to pay the $1,000 in cash right now. He can give just a $1 or a pute as a down payment, and the rest he gives a promissory note, is eke for the milve. So in other words, and what is a promissory note? Is chayves, that's also kesef. That's also kesef. Is chayves is also kesef. So mele, that's why karak is nikle. But according to the smart, if he will not pay for the whole thing by zok for milve, and not became, it's not like Gdushin. Gdushin is kesef kinyan, not kesef peroi. The Taz is chelik. And he says, manefshech, And we learn out Kichem is the Ephraim. So if Kedushin is Kesef Kinyan, so Mele by the Ephraim by Kark, it also has to be Kesef Kinyan. There is a very strange abnormal, very strange abnormal. In my opinion, it's one of the strangest abnormal that I know. I mean, that's my opinion. I can't understand. The abnormal says, as a Taras and the Taskashi, that Kedushin is also Kesef Kinyan. I can't understand. How much I have to say Kedushin is Kesef Kinyan. Anyway, so that's a Machlaikis between the Sma and the Tas. How do we see from Abnetam here? Vitiris Abnetam, the Meire Shenosin Moi is Vitiris Peroi. So Meile, but the Kashi was, Monefshech, if he gave Mois, so it's like Herzikbo. No, the answer is it's not like Herzikbo. Because he gave the Mois only Vitiris Peroi, Viloi Vitiris Kni. Viloi Vitiris Kni. Not Vitiris Kni, so Meile is not king. So it's mifurash Rav Netam like the Taz that karka is nikin b'kesef only when the kesef is given b'tiras kesef kinyan. But if he gives the whole $1,000, he pays for it. But he says, "I'm not giving it b'tiras kesef kinyan. I want the kinyan to take place with to some other kinyan, shtark, shudeh, whatever, chazoke. But I'm paying you. So then the soda is not nikin." So it's not like the Sma. According to the Sma, every time Karka is nikti b'kesef, it is dafke b'teras peroi.
But he says the fairish, he doesn't know.
So it's nothing. So in other words, so he just verbiage baume. Is but here Abnetam says that he was not kene because he said the fairish. He doesn't give it b'teras kesef kinyan. He gives it b'teras peroi. So it's nifurish and Abnetam lagetas. Mifuresh in Rav Netam Lagetas. It's a Pala Amin. How is it that Sikhs and Misibes don't mention that Rav Netam? Maybe because they didn't even have the Shnukbes. But here Rav Netam is Mifuresh. It's Mifuresh like Taz. Oh, so. So Manefshach. So why is there, why should there be any Shepara except for the fact that they are Sikhi? So he says, V'chidusha d'reishe until he made the king Chazoke, the Yochel Arzabei, Kelemas, of course, even without Ariri. So, Asikin. What's the Lashon HaGemara? Yotzul Asikin, or what's the Lashon HaGemara? What?
Asikin.
Asikin. So, even without Asikin, he could be Chazir. He could be Chazir. But he would have to accept the Mishapur. So, but in this case, or the Asikin, so then he doesn't even have to accept the mishpah. V'chidusha d'reisha liyochel arzabei kelema mutal arzabei dileke mishpah. Why isn't there a mishpah? Because since they are seeking the afal pishenos namois ligoma bidaite liknes achi yarzik. So v'yira akarke at kadosh. So that's a chidesh. Because in Gemara we see Mishapora, the Gabi Mitalte. Because Mitalte, so whether we say like Rish Lakish, the Dvar Teiro Mois Inikinis, and Mimele, so Dvar Teiro you require Mishich. So Mimele, if you gave Mois and not Meshech, so you can be Chazeya, because he's not Kene. But he has to submit Shepora. Or we say like Rabbi Yechanan, the Dvar Teiro Mois Kinis. But Chachamim are Misaki, because Shalei Yemalei, Nisro Kotecho Ba'aliye, that he should not be Kene. So maybe it's not Kene. Whether Midra is not Kene, Midra Bola not Kene. But the finale is, he's not Kene. So maybe he has to accept the Shepora. Shepora. Mashein Kin by Karkoi is, where karka is kesef is kene, so it's not shaykh to say mishapora, he cannot be chayzer. But Rav Netam says, and that's mistaba, why should karkois be gorua atalitalkin? By karkois, usually, since it's kene king gomo, it's not shaykh to say mishapora. Mishapora is only shaykh when he's not kene. But if he's kene, he's kene. But in the case where he gave the kesef b'tiras peroyen, and it's Rav Netam shite is like the Taz, that kesef is only king, gomo. when he's given b'teras kesef kinyan, not when he's given kesef piroyin. So mele the kesef piroyin by karke is the same like kesef amitaltlin. Kesef amitaltlin is not kene. Whether mitrais not kene, rabban kene, it's not kene. Here it's not kene either. But why shouldn't there be a mishapar? That's mistab. So that's Rabbeinu Tam's pshat, and there is a big chiddush. In that Rabbeinu Tam, we see that Rabbeinu Tam says he confirms the shita of the Taz.
Rabbi,
yes.
I don't understand. How does Rabbeinu Tam confirm the shita of the Taz? According
because Rabbeinu Tam says the ma'ira shenos moiz b'tiras peroi, the loy b'tiras kni. So mainly he cannot ask. He was king already. No, he was not king. Because to be king of the Kesef, it has to be given with Teras Kesef Kenya, not with Teras Kesef Toroi.
Whereas according to the Sma, any Tashlumi of Kesef,
on the contrary,
automatically
that's the way it has to be done. According to the Sma, that's the way it is gaining. According to the Sma, what kind of Teras is it? So it's like also Chazok.
But didn't the Rishi say that when, even according to the Sma, when you give over a Pruta, you're Kona the Karka, but then the rest is Zakef Alav the Milva?
All right, fine.
Even according to the Sma.
Yeah,
so
it's Peroi. You don't have to pay that whole $1,000 by giving cash. You can give partly cash and partly with a promissory note. Zokval Milva means a promissory note.
And he'll be...
It's paid already. It's paid already.
So why, just because Rabbeinu Tam mentions where the person gives the karka, where the person gives the most, the Taras Kesef Piron, is that...
So because Rabbeinu Tam mentions it as a teras on the kash, according to Rashi, that Loi Hazin Bon means he didn't do the King Chazoke, and Loi Nosmois, some mele, so what kind of a chiddush is it? So now there is no king. So he says he did give Mois. But so if he did give Mois, so it's like Hazin Bon. So he shouldn't be able to be Chazin. What difference does it make whether he was keni it for Chazoke or is keni it for Kesef? Sometimes says yes, he gave Mois, but not b'teras Kesef keni. So maybe he was not keni it. So big, but he has to submit to mishpar. So mele is so actually has it bo is yoch lazabe because of the hefset of the asikim. So he doesn't have to submit to mishpar. But Mishalzibo, so then he was Kenet. But if he would give the Kesef b'teras Kenet, then even Loyazibo, he's Kenet, so he cannot be Chayz.
Even according to the Sma, he didn't even give over a Pruta. The whole thing was given over b'taras Piron. According to the Sma, the Rashid said that you have to give over a Pruta to be Kona the Karka, and then the rest included in that has to be with a promissory note.
In the Haname, I'll tell you. According to the Sma, He can become a karak even without giving the pute. If he gives him a promissory note and the whole thing, but it's Sma explains when it's mentioned in Chesh Mishpet that karak is nikne bipute, it doesn't mean bipute and finished. It means he gives him a pute and then and the rest is off for all the milve. But in the Chlam, suppose he's the whole thing, he doesn't even give him a pute of cash. He gives me a promissory note and the whole thing. So then it's all done. Now, is there a Gemara Kedushin? So then I could discuss it. Can Chayves be considered as Kesef Kinyan? Suppose, let's say, Kedushin is certainly Kesef Kinyan. I mean, the Amorim is the only one who says such a strange thing. So suppose the Baal is Mekadosh and Ishe, but he executes a promissory note and he says, I am mischayev you $100 or $1 or $10, doesn't make any difference. But he doesn't give her the $1,000 or the $100 or the dollar. He just executes a promissory note. He's mischayev. And with the shtar, you can create his chayves. Chayev nechmone b'shtar. So you can create his chayves with the shtar, and then he gives that shtar to the Isha, and he says to her, you see, I mischayev myself to give you $100, and with that ischayves, I want that you should be mekodeshes. Isha Mekudesh. So there's a machlekes mishin on Beit Din. Whether is chayves, so you can be mikadosh in Isha. That some rishonim say that you can be mikadosh in Isha. You can be mikadosh in Isha, you can transfer kakoyis with is chayves. Because, and they mention it right. The halacha is hamibishtachiv the achirim is mikudesh. The only shaila is about some chadaitel. But if there is smichus das, then you can mikadosh an isha bishtachiv the achirim. What does shtachiv the achirim mean? Let's say Ruvein borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. So Ruvein gave Shimon a promissory note for $1,000. Then Shimon goes over to Isha and he says, I am transferring to you this promissory note and I want you should be Mekudeshes. That's Shtachiv Zachir. So as long as we say that Isha is Samchadayte, the whole Shailin Gevori is what a Samchadayte, or Loi Samchadayte, because Hamech Shtachiv Chaver Lechozla Mochel is Mochel, so maybe we could say that Isha is Samchadayte. But if there is no problem with smichas das, then the Gemara says beferesh that you can be mikadesh an isha v'shtachiv d'achir. What is shtachiv d'achir? He doesn't give her any tangible kesef. He only gives her indebtedness. If Ruvein executed the promissory note on the amount of $1,000 to Shimon, and then Shimon transfers it to the isha, so does he give the isha any tangible kesef? He doesn't give her any tangible. He gives her intangible kesef, indebtedness. That is, the isha will be able to collect that $1,000 debt that Ruvein owes the Shimon. So the isha will be able, the isha will stand in the shoes of Shimon, the Mekadesh, and she'll be able to collect. So we see that indebtedness is considered as kesef. So Mele many Rishonim say, what difference does it make? Whether you are mikadish b'shtachiv d'achirim, or you create his chayves from yourself to ish, the same thing. But the other Rishonim will say now, b'shtachiv d'achirim, yes, then there is nisinas kesef. Because in order to mikadish an ish, you have to give kesef. You don't have to give tangible kesef. You can give intangible kesef. So shibudim indebtedness is intangible kesef. So if Uwe executed the shtachiv of $1,000 to Shimon, and Shimon transfers that shtachiv to the Isha, so there is a nisinas kesef. It's not a nisinas kesef done by hand. I mean, the shtar is done by hand too, but I mean, it's intangible kesef. Mashein ki, when the Baal Shimon says to the Isha, I don't owe you a thing, but I'm giving you shtaris chayves, $1,000, and with that shtaris chayves, I want to be kaddish you. So he's not giving a kesef; he's just creating a new relationship. I mean, you'll see it in Lashon Teishuvos. The last one. Omar Rove, Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Lo, he's catching the money. He said to the Isha, I want you to be Mekudeshes with the money. But he didn't give her the money. In other words, he promised her, he was mischayef to give her money. But right now, he didn't give her money. But what did he give her? V'niach lo mashkin alav. He gave her his golden watch. He doesn't have the money in his pocket, but he has a golden watch, so he's mischayev himself to give her money. And he left with her his golden watch as security, as a mashkin, for the money. Ain't mekudesh. So then she's not mekudesh. Why? Because money income, mashkin income. With what should be mekudesh? With the money, he didn't give her the money. And with the mashkin, he didn't give it to her. He just told her she should keep it as security. So he gave her nothing. So she's not mekudesh. Is for Rovel Rav Nachman, Kitcher be Mashkin Mikodeshes, Hossam be Mashkin Dacher, Ochid Rab Yitzchok, the Omar Rab Yitzchok, Nayim Balchiv Shikin Mashkin, Shemema Lochoti is Doko, Iminikain is Dok Menayim, the Kalachis Mashkin. So Roves, the Kashe, but with there is a Brice, Kitcher be Mashkin Mikodeshes, Kitcher be Mashkin is Mikodeshes. So there it so ye. So Rav Nachman said there it is reference Mashkin Dachir. In other words, let's say Ruvain borrowed money from Shimon and he gave him a security golden watch, and then Shimon said to the Isha, I have a certain kinyan in that golden watch, so I'm mikadosh to you. So then he's giving a kesef. In other words, Mashkin Dachir. Alright, then Bnei Ravune Barobin Zovin Alams. So the Gemara mentions the same aloche Ligabe Ishifro. Zovin Alams, they bought a Ishifro, Bikrite, for Mois, Loihave Badai. So they didn't have the Mois. So, Eistro and Asras, they gave a bullion of silver as a mashk for the Mois. In other words, they promised to give, let's say, 100 zuz, 200 zuz, or 1,000 zuz, but they didn't have it, so they gave a mash. So then, that's like kakois, and then nine is nikne bikesef, and karke is nikne bikesef. So we say, if aikarams, also we come with ravame, omale prite inkam nasra inkam. The same aloha as Bagdush. Now, so let's see the taste. So there are two pshat in the taste. I mean, in the Rishonim are equally divided on the child. Pshat in the Gemara. The Rav Nachman is member. Omalo is katsuli b'mone v'liach lo mashken oleo eim v'deshus. Mone inkan, mashken inkan. So there are two pshat. Between Rav Netan and Rav Nachayim Keyen. Two pshat. One pshat by Rishonim is that actually that the reason as to why is money income, mashkin income, because he didn't make any, because he didn't make a, he didn't execute any valid ischayves. Inoch nam, if you will write ishtar ischayves to the isho, I mischayev yourself 100 zuz by this star, and I want you to be mikudeshes, and that is highest, then she is mikudeshes. Like shtachei v'achirim, what difference is it? Shtachei v'achirim, he doesn't give her any tangible kesef either. So he gives her indebtedness, shibudim. So here too, if he executes his highest, shibudim, he gives her shibudim, so she is mikudeshes. But the reason as to why he say, it's actually the money we need to mashkin aleinu mikudeshes, because giving him mashkin doesn't create his chayes. In other words, there are ways how to create his chayes. One way is for kin suda, so you can mischayev yourself for kin suda. In other words, Ruvin wants to mischayev himself $100 a month to Shimon, so Shimon gives him a kin suda, and in exchange for the suda, so Ruvin is mischayev himself $100 a month, so then he becomes nechut. Another way of executing his chayves is free shtar. In other words, he writes a shtar chayves that he is mischayev himself $100 a month to Shimon. But you cannot create his chayves by giving a mashkin. Of course, Bamire Balme, it doesn't mean a thing. Now, suppose one says, Ruvin says to Shimon verbally, I promise you, I'll give you every month $100 a week. So, doesn't mean anything?
Kiss. What
is it?
Kiss Kafel?
What do you say?
Does Tkias Kaf make it any stronger?
No.
Also
it will make it stronger as an Aveira. Tkias Kaf is like a Shvui. And of course, even without Tkias Kaf, if, let's say, he's a millionaire, so maybe $100 a month is an autonomous etes, so then he'll be either unchurch and solely as Aveira for the Abu Chosov. But that's only Aveiras. But he's not Mechuyev, he can be Chazer. And even if he gives it Tkias Kaf, so it'll be a Roshe if he breaks it, because Tkias Kaf is a Shvui, but he has a legal right to be a Chazer. He'll be a Roshe, all right. But he has a legal right to be a Chazer. So the question is, can you create his Chayves by promising? With real ischayves, you can sell kakos. But the reason is why here, by nosam, he's catching the money when he achlomashkin leim kedeshes, money income, mashkin income, because he didn't execute ishtar ischayves, he didn't make a king in Suda, so how did he become a chuyev? He wanted to become a chuyev by giving a security for the promise that his verbal ischayves. Verbal ischayves in itself is nothing. It's verbiage. It doesn't create ischayves. So. But what else did he do? He gave a security. Giving security, mashkin, does not establish, does not execute ischayves. So that's why he mukadeshes. But suppose he'll execute ishtar ischayves, then she's mukadeshes. Then there is another expression. You will say no. That on the contrary, as far as his chayvus is concerned, you can create his chayvus by making the verbal his chayvus and giving him mashkin. That's one of the way how to create his chayvus. But the reason is why she's not mikdash is because by creating his chayvus, you cannot be mikdash in Isha, because you have to give a kesef. So shtachet v'achirim, you give a kesef, not tangible kesef, but you turn over intangible kesef, shibudim. The shibudim that Ruvein owed to Shimon is given away to the ish. But when he unsnashtar d'achirim, he gives a ishtar ischayves, there is no nesinas kesef. That's what I say. But as far as establishing ischayves is concerned, so to a mashkin we can establish ischayves. Now let's see inside Jesus. So all the b'shemim are divided in these two pshatim in the Gemara. Mone inkan, Teisves daf chesam beis, the first Teisves. Mone inkan, mashkin inkan. Pireish ve'inu mekudeshes, lifisho yisho niknis bi kesef, va kesef eini ben, ve'ich yikne she'ina mashkin tachas ha kesef, kibim shel yisho yabiyara yisho. Vada imom alu iskachli mi mashkin ze, va mashkin yisho loch pshitin mekudeshes. Uch michein, im odomim lechavere, etn loch mone b'matonit, in other words, so the first Lashon Teisves is that with the mashkin you cannot create ischayves, because he says that he doesn't become mishubetrim, because in order to create ischayves you have to reserve the Suda for Ishtar, but not for Mashkin. Ve'im lichaloi b'matona l'gdush. Ve'rab Nechaim keyen b'shem Rab Netamei Meir, she'im omar odom l'chavere etn l'chmone b'matona, ve'hi l'cho Mashkin olov v'al tarzel li ha-Mashkin ad she'etn l'amone d'oz v'ala yochel atif ha-Mashkin ad she'etn l'amone. In other words, so Rav Nechaim Kehen, Bishim Rav Netam, is chelik on the first sheet of Teishas. In other words, that by giving a mashkin, if you make a verbal promise that you are mischayev, a money to a certain person, and you give him a mashkin, so then you become a shubet. Just as you can create his chayves to King Yisudah, for Shtar, you can create his chayves, you can create his chayves by giving a mashkin. Then Teisus says the kasha about the din, But that's not relevant to us.
So according to Rabbeinu...
One second. Yes, all right, yeah.
According to Rabbeinu Chaim HaKohen, so the reason...
So what's the reason?
Here is because it's a lack of Nesinas Kesed.
That's the Rashba explained it. Because there is no Nesin. If you have a Rashba in Dush. So in other words, the Rashba Shita is like Rabbi Chaim Kev, not like Jesus. Rabbi Chaim Shita is the reason is why Rabbi Nachman says money income, Ashken income, because there is no Ischaivus. But if there would be Ischaivus, let's say for King Yisuda or for Ishtar, so then she would be Mekadesh. And Rabbi Chaim Kev says no. The Mashkin itself creates Ischaivus, like King Yisuda. But the reason as to why she's not Mekadeshes, because there is no Nesinas Kesef, like Mekabish Bimilve. Mekabish Bimilve. So let's say, suppose the woman borrowed from the man $1,000, and she has to pay back. And then he says, you know what, make a deal. I may for you, I cancel it, you don't have to pay back to me, but I want you to give Mekadeshes. So in Mekadeshes. So the question is, why in Mekadeshes? After all, she's getting $1,000 because there is no Nesinas Kesef. What is she getting? The $1,000 cash that he lent her some time ago. So she was getting a long time ago. Literally showing it. Even if it's bien, so it's hers. And now, what is she getting? She's getting this chush that she doesn't have to pay it back. So there is no Nesinas Kesef. And at Mashiach King, Bashachiv, the Achirim, there is a Nesinas Kesef. But here, so his Chayves is like no. I think there is another lesson in the Rashba. Now let's say. Mali kesef shechein paid in beyegdeishes or maisis. Aval star in paid in beyegdeishes. So the Gemara says that feyom dalef that star in paid in beyegdeishes. What does it mean, star in paid in beyegdeishes? Pireis rashizal in kosef star mois in hegdish pod. Di binam vinosna kesef ikom. Veni mechver. Bechai gavne. Here the Gemara says, Mali kesef shechem paid in the egdeishes of maizres. I will start in paying the egdeishes. But in other words, the high gavne a filubi shein in the egdeishes. Dilo ein al yisha areat in the egdeishes li. Bin mono. O mechai evan yaskin lo bishtar. Beis in mono. Ein in the egdeishes. Ein in the egdeishes. Di mono in kan u shtar in kan. In other words, like Rav Chaim Kinz pshat. Not like this pshat. That money income, the mashkin income, because there is no ischayves chal. But if ischayves would be chal, she would be kadeshes. And if he does it with the shtar or the suda, she is kadeshes. Rav Chaim Kinz says no. For a mashkin, he can also create ischayves, but it cannot serve as kesef kinyan ischayves. So he said, the money income is shtar income. Share in mikasha b'shtar al b'mono u mono inenu kan. In America. And then there is another loss in the Rashba that with his chayves you cannot be mikashin. Anyway, the shenim are divided on that question in the pshat and gemara of money income ashkin. So the Arishenim who explain it like Teisves, that the reason is why it's Chesbono income, Mashkin income, because he doesn't give everything. He, Mashkin does not create his chayre, so he gives him nothing. But if he will be mischayre with the shtal kin and sudash, he is mekadesh. And then the shita of Abraham came, Bishim Rav Natan, on the contrary, that by giving, if somebody makes a verbal promise to be mischayre in monot lechaverei, and he gives him a mashkin, that creates his chayre, like in sudash, like shtal. But you cannot be mekadesh, an isha, or to be used as kesef kinyan in karaka with this chayvus, because it's like milk. There is no nisinas kesef, and this b'shtachid achirim, there is a nisinas kesef. He turns over the intangible kesef, the indebtedness, the shibudi, that Ruvein owes him, Shimon. He turns it over to the ish. But when he creates his chayvus, he just a certain chayvus, but he doesn't give any kesef. So she gains something, but in case of Mechilas Milvei, she also gains, but it's not considered Mechilas kesef. Anyway, but your question, you asked, suppose he doesn't give her a putte, or a KR doesn't give him one putte for the field, but he just gives him a promissory note for the whole 1,000 roots. Is it good or it's not good? Now, if we say that karke is nikir v'kesef, b'teras kesef kinyan, if he is nikir for milve all the 1,000 roots, so what is it? It's his chayves and all the 1,000 roots. According to Teisves, so with this chayves can serve as kesef kinyan, and the only reason is as to why we say money income, ashkin income, because there is no ischayus. But when you have ischayus, the shtar, there is ischayus. So you can encourage an isho, you can become a isho there with it. According to Rav Nachman Kain, Rav Natan, that with the mashkin you also create ischayus. But the only reason as to why she is not the kadeshes, because it's like milvei. There is ischayus through the mashkin. So in other words, because his chayvus cannot be a case of kinyan. Only when you transfer shibudi, but making his chayvus is not case of kinyan. So maybe if you give a promissory note and all the 1,000 zuz and will not even give a penny, so you're not doing kodesh.
But that's by kiddushin, I understand, because there's no nesina. The kiddushin requires a nesina.
No, but karke, according to the Taz, that the kesef of kiddushin, the kesef of karke, is mamish the same thing, because kichach kichem is the Ephraim. So merely justice will require nesina's kesef, by kiddushin will require nesina's kesef. In order to be effective as kesef kinyan, there is a requirement of nesina's kesef, justice by kiddushin. That I heard from a father of Yeshiva, and there are eyes for it. Let's say, if we say, according to the Sma, that karke nikin b'kesef, so it's b'tiras kesef p'roim, not b'tiras kesef kinyan, so then of course, his chayves is effective b'tiras kesef p'roim. You see, even the Rishayim who say, like Rav Nachman Kain and Rav Natan, that his chayves is not affected by kedushin. Why? Because his chayves it does not involve nisinas kesef. But if it is b'tiras kesef kinyan, then it's not good. But if it is affected b'tiras peroyim, so of course by paying for the thing, so you by being mischayev yourself, so then. You are paying for the thing. Then you are paying for the thing. So in other words, according to the Sma,
so you become.
Becoming according to everybody. According to the Taz, it will be totally the machlekes between the Teisves and Rav Nachanki. But according to the Sma, of course, it is highest you can pay. This is the law of Hafukha Matarta Lomoy. Gemara says in Sut, in Ksuvos, Daf Kuf Yud, Hafuche Vata'alta Lomali. In other words, if Ruvain owes $100 to Shimon, and Shimon owes $100 to Ruvain, it doesn't have to be. Suppose Ruvain owes $200 to Shimon, and Shimon owes $100 to Ruvain. So we're not gave the sode for Ruvain from Shimon, and then from Shimon to Ruvain, because Afuka Batalta Lomali, in other words, he pays with being mishired himself, so he pays it. All right, anyway, this time. That's it of a portion. That Titzeras Kesef Beroyim, so his chayvus can be Titzeras Kesef Beroyim.
Yes. Rabbeinu Tam has to agree with the Taz. Rabbeinu Tam is Lashitaso, and he has to agree with the Taz. Is that correct?
Rabbeinu Tam says Beferesh like the Taz.
Like the Taz. I mean in Bava Kamma, but Rabbeinu Tam in Kiddushin also has to agree with the Taz. Because how do we explain the Gemara about, the Gemara afterwards talks about Nichse and Khan and Prita and Khan.
Yeah.
So there it has to be talking about a case of Kesef Kinyan.
That's right. No, but the question is, maybe, you see, it's not... It's a good raya, but there's a difference. Maybe Rav Netan, I mean, if not for the Rav Netan in Bolkame, the fact that Rav Netan in Dushin, you could say, maybe does not agree with us. Maybe he agrees with the Sma, that by Karke it's Kesef Beroyim, but by Evetnaini, by Shifre, there it's Kesef Beroyim. The flug is the same thing. The same thing. All right. Rabbi Tam say that his chayves, he cannot serve as Kesef Kinyan in the same way as Milve cannot serve as Kesef Kinyan. As Milve cannot serve as Kesef Kinyan. So his chayves, according to Rabbi Tam, is like Milve. I'm calling Milve in Kadesh, in the ocean. She gains $1,000, but there is no nisim as a Kesef. The $1,000 zuz that he lent her. It went a month ago, so she was already came a month ago. And now, what does she get? There is no sense case. She gains something, but there has to be a sense of case. And in every case of Kenyan, there has to be a sense of case. So for the same reason that Binilve, you cannot be in Kaddish and Ishe. Binilve, you cannot be Kenyan Kakois. So, be Shaivas, you cannot be Kenika Kois, and you cannot be Nikadish. Alright. Now, Ravuno Omar, Oi Kesef, Oi Meitav. So Rashi says that it refers back to the Gemara to that in before. The more as the kasha, there is a stira between two sukkah. From one posik, it appears that he has to pay meitav. The mazik has to pay meitav. And the other posik, he says, a few sukkah. So, what was the teres by Ravune Breda Rav Yeshua? That mitaltalin is everything is meitav. Subin is also meitav. In kakoyis, so you have meitav and you have no meitav. But in Talmud, everything is made. Ravune gives a different terms. That was Ravune Breda Rav Yeshua's name. But Ravune gives a different terms. Ravune Omar, Oi Kesef, Oi Meita. Loi Kashi Koi Delio. Kesef Meita. Yoche Koma. Rachmone, Oi Kesef Yitnelei, Oi Meita Sadeisu. The hotel aire Ravune Adoches, why did you wait until now? So you should mention that it took that opinion before. Mishum di boil asukel milse de Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Akiva. Di boil yil kinshi shominis. Bishrein shom, shrein shom. Vadoche kumay avos. Ach, umas. The Rosh mentions another girsa in the Gemara. In other words, the girsa in our Gemara is Ravunoma. Oy kesef emeitav, so mail is difficult. So according to Rashi's girsa, it goes back to the kasha of the Gemara, the current steer between the two psukim. So mele, there is a kasha, why did you wait until now? So Rashi says, because the Gemara was involved in the whole sugi of Shalim Shem Shalosh. But he says, the better girsa is, there's another girsa in the Gemara. In one word difference, not Ravuna Omar, but Omar Ravuna. Not Ravuna Omar, but Omar Ravuna. So in other words, it refers back to the Mishnah. It says, the Mishnah says that the Mazik has to pay Neitav. So he says, Omar Ravune, Oy Kesef Oy Neitav. So then there is no Kashe. How come that the Gemara didn't mention it before, when the Gemara mentioned the Kashe about as to the apparent steer between the two? So Ravune Omar Oy Kesef Oy Neitav. Eisve Rav Nachman Ravune, Yoshif the Rabbi Shove Kesef Afilu Sulu. So, in other words, so he doesn't have to give him either Kesef or Meitav, he can give him Sulu. Ochem Askinon, the person that says that he can give Sulu be Lesle, either Lesle Pshite, Mao the Tim Ambrinole Zil Travis Vin, Vaisali Kesef Komashma. So there's the Dachidish Akor. Because I could say, even Leslie, but he has Subin. So let him sell, he has a lot of Subin. Let him sell the Subin and convert it into cash. There is such a loch, the Gabipea. Gabipea, I'll leave them, is there is such a loch. All the, everyone to whom you have to pay, you don't have to work hard in order to convert it into cash and pay, except by Pea. Let's say if you pay out work for a balabais, and the balabais owes him $100 for the schar pula. Suppose the balabais doesn't have any $100, but he has a lot of straw. There's a lot of straw. Straw in bulk. So then the balabais cannot say to the payer, I owe you $100, why don't you take a ton of straw that I have? That's worth $100, a ton of straw. So a mazik could say that to the mazik. A balchev, I mean a levi could say that to them all. Take the straw, I owe you $100, I bow from you, take the straw. But a balabais cannot say that to the payer. Special halach, a schus of the payer. A payer has a schus to be paid in cash. And even if the balabais has no mois, but if he has shove kesef, so then he's mechuyev to sell the shove kesef and convert it into kesef and to pay the payer. So mele debt. There's the Xeras HaKosuf, the Chidash HaKor. So he says, Ida Lesley Pshite, Mao Ditein Amrish. Why did the Torah have to tell us that? Yoshev the Rabbi Shavu Kesafu Shemu. So Mao Ditein Amrish, Zil Trach, Zvin Vaisali Kesef. In other words, just as Gabi Peyal there is such a schus. So maybe in Izek also has that schus. So without the Xeras HaKosuf of Yoshev the Rabbi Shavu Kesafu Shemu, we would say that the same schus that the payer has, that the rabbi says the burden of converting the shavakes, the subi, into mois, so the nizek also has. So kamashma, no, the nizek doesn't have that schus, only payer has that schus. Kamashma. Shavakes, vatamat kesef, the lesley, loy kesef, loy sabis, maritim, amrin, olin, mazik. still tzachus being stuvim b'kesef, vayisalei kesef, kamashmila. Omar Avas, ksofim, no, first we have to go over the thesis, because there's something in another sukkah. Ravuna Omar, we kesef a meida. Pirish akundres, shebon li taritz, kroye delir. Vitzorach leimah, shalei hispik, lesayim vov, achiik shalei, and that's what Rashi says. And then he became involved in the whole sukkah of shalei, shalim, shalim. V'iz di kar se, Omar Ravuna, what the Rosh accepts. Vikoya masnisin di tanya di meta vorats. Vom rabune gelabt af de meta. Alo oi kesef oi meta. O vi sefer av alfes pireish di rabune breid rab Yeshua ver av pofet de liu kliga di rabune. Di och di ine savre kolmu e meta. Va filosubi in di rabune sova do li have meta alo oi kesef oi kar. And karka idias is made. But Moya is Kesef is also made. Uposaker of Pop, Uchabune Breda Rav Yeshua, Shehin Basoy. So, in other words, what does Rav Alfa say? There is a machlekes between Ravune and Ravune Breda Rav Yeshua. According to Ravune Breda Rav Yeshua, every mitalpon, even student, is considered made. And according to Ravune, only Idis Karka is considered made of. And Kesef is considered later. But Subin is not considered later. And the Paschim, like Rav Popeh and Ravuna Bereshia, that call me a native. The Rav Deschab and Alfisht, the Rav in Tam and Sevaki, the Miforei Sheish Gimu Dinin Binizoki. Oi, Binizoki, Sheish Gimu Dinin. Binizoki, there are three guidelines. One in respect to Mizoki. So what's the guideline in respect to Mizoki? Mizoki, oi kesef oi meitav. Vi leslei afilusubi. Vi les afilusubi. In other words, it's mashma. I mean that Rav Netam doesn't, even though the Rosh has two shinis in it, according to Rav Netam, does Rav Netam agree with the Rif that there is a machlekes between Ravune and Ravune Breda Rav Yeshua. And according to Ravune Breda Rav Yeshua, so even if he's like, so he can give him usubi. And according to Ravune, only if less like he can give him usubi. And but whereas the Rif paskens like Ravune Breda Rav Yeshua, so Ravune Tam paskens like Ravune. But as far as Ravune Breda Rav Yeshua is concerned, so even if Islay saw Mois, he doesn't have to give him Mois, the Mazik. He can give him some, But he passes like Ravune. That's one Losh in the Rosh. Another Losh in the Rosh is that according to Ravune Tam, there is really no machlekes between Ravune Breda Rav Yeshua and Ravune. Rav Alfa says that there is a machlekes, but according to Rav Netam, there is no machlekes. But Ravune Breda Rav Yeshua says kol mila meitavu, so that means if less limois, but if is limois, so then it's not kol mila meitavu. If less limois, then kol mila meitavu. But if is limois, so then, Ravune Breda Rav Yeshua will be made to Ravune, that he has to give him voice. Alright. The Rav Netam said, I came to me for a shayish, gimel dinim bin zokin. Gimel dinim. Bin zokin, no ikesef and made. Vi les lay afil sub. That's the guideline, ligabe nizokin. The second guideline, ligabe balcheiv. So he's like this. He is lizuze, loimotzeli salke, alobizuze. So in other words, if the Levi has Mois, so then he couldn't pay him with anything, not even with Karka Meita. Then the Malve can insist that he should give him Mois. Why? Very simple. Because what did he borrow? Did he borrow Karkois Meita? He borrowed Mois, so he has to pay Meita. If he doesn't, then he pays him something. Suppose he doesn't have Zuzeh, but he has a lot of Subin. So then, in the same way as the Peal has his chus to tell the Balabais. So then he can give him Subin. For the Keach, Shemim, so Mekhei, Mekachtoyes, Tonkendine. Now he says, suppose he said Mekach become, turns out to be Mekachtoyes. So then the Mecher has to return the purchase money that he received. So then he has the same din as the Balchem. The same din as Balchem. The Keach, Shemim, so Mekhei, Mekachtoyes, Tonkendine. Because it's the same longness. Why do we say that if he has Mois, so he has to pay after Mois? Because he lent him Mois, he has to pay back Mois. He gave him the Likeach, gave him Mois. He didn't give him Subi. When he paid for the Sode, he gave him Mois. So Mele, when it turns out to be a Mekachtoyes, he has to give back the Mois. So Likeach, he needs to make Lachtoyes, make him Dine. Kidabun Likama, Feri Kapo. Then the third guideline is in respect to Peah. O Peah li Leslie Balabai Zuze Omale Zil Trachus Bin Vaise Zuze Kilimucha Babais Valio de Yochalimale Tumashur Sisi Bishoch. Yes.
According to the sheet of the Rif,
yeah.
Why by Balcho we say that if he has Zuze Lomatsula Salpa Elamazuze, but Ligabe Nezikin, so he can pay with Metal, according to our Buddha Breda of Ishur, he can pay with Metaltlin, or you can pay with Karkumeta, or you can pay with Azusa. It's strange. The Nezikin turns out that it's
no, because by Balchayim, so he bought Azusa, so he has to pay back Azusa.
What's the svar? I mean,
it's the svar. It's a very simple svar. It's common sense.
It's a special schus if you get.
You have to pay back what you borrow. Suppose you borrow flour, you have to pay back the flour, you know. Suppose you buy a flour,
most?
What?
What if a person damaged Mos? He was Mazik Mos.
No,
he was Mazik a car, so you can back a car.
It doesn't make any difference whether you're Mazik a car, you're Mazik a sode, you're Mazik a bais, you're Mazik diamonds. In other words, Mazik has to pay. So it's not that you have to pay the same thing that you are mazik.
Why? Mashenke, it's a
leve, he borrowed money, he has to pay back money. Suppose he borrows flour, so he has to pay back flour. Suppose he borrows oranges, sometimes people borrow certain other things, not moist. Usually when you borrow money. But suppose you borrow other things, you have to return the same kind of thing.
But it comes out that a Baal Chayiv has an upper hand over an advantage over the Nizik.
All right.
Because if someone's Mazik, someone else's flowers, they
don't. That's his fault. That's his fault. Because he borrowed Mois, he's Mechuyev to pay money. It's common sense. Why shouldn't it be like that? You borrowed, you have to pay back.
That's fine, but same thing by a Nizik. You were Mazik flower, you should pay.
When you borrow money or you borrow flower, so there is an understanding. When I say to you, you lent me $1,000, there is an understanding, that means I'll pay back $1,000. When I say to you, you lend me 2 bags of flour, so there's an understanding that I mean I'll return to you 2 bags of flour. But in Mazik, there is no understanding. He was Mazik. Alright. Ilay Meliyim Meitav Haini Dravuni Elo Lishnei Achim Shachok Vinot Lechot Karke Vechot Ksof Ubo Balchei Vinot Lekarke Di Ozlo Hai Vishok Palge Biksofim Vade. So that's what Ravasa means, Ksofim Arein Kikarke. In other words, if two Achim made a Chluke and one took, let's say Karke, and one took Ksofim, then Balchayiv took away the karke, so then the other brother has to be reimbursed by the brother whose chelek was not taken away by Balchayiv for the sode that was taken away by the Balchayiv. So the Gemara first it says, the Mamoshim says, Pshite, high bov, high lavo, natural. They are both the same kind of Yoshim. So in other words, what do we see from this Gemara? And we see it from many other Gemaras. There is a difference between the Gviye from Likeach and the Gviye from Yerush. Of course, if a Likeach put Kakois from the Leive, then the Balchev can be given the car. So there it's purely and exclusively on the basis of Shivud Nechosim. There is no Shivud Aguf. The Likeach doesn't owe the mouth anything. So there's the pshat that if the father left kakois, so mitzvah is saying the free achiv avin. So it doesn't mean mitzvah kibudav. Mitzvah means there is a shibud aguf. If the father the leve did not leave any kakois, so then the yoshim are not personally indebted to the baal chayv. But if the yoshim, if the father, the mayor, it doesn't have to be a father, it can be a fifth cousin. But if the yoshim yarshint karkois from the mayorish, so then there is a shibud aguf from the yoshim to the baal chayv. And that's the pshat mitzvah laisemin lefrei achir avir. It doesn't mean mitzvah, a mitzvah of kibudav. It means Mami Shibud Aguf, that's the mitzvah. Like Priyas Balchev mitzvah. What is Priyas Balchev mitzvah? There is a Shibud Aguf, he's personally indebted. Mashinkin Gabrikeach, he's never personally indebted. Because after all, what has he to do with the Balchev? But the Gabi Yoshin, if Niach Lemab, Avi and Nechosim, so then they are, so the Yoshin are personally indebted. So there's the pshat in the Gemara. When the Gemara says, in the first lesson, pshited hai brov hai lavro. Why does Ravni even have to tell us? It's a double portion. Why is it such a double portion? If the halacha had been that by Yorshim, so the whole Gviye is based upon Shibud Nechosim, there is no Shibud Aguf, so it's not a double portion altogether. Why is it a double portion? Suppose the Levis had two sodis. They became Yishubet to the Malve, and he sold one Sode to one Lekeach, and another Sode to another Lekeach. Will anybody say that the Lekeach, whose Sode was taken away by El Chayiv, will go to the second Lekeach and say, well, we have to share the loss? So why should he? And here the Gemara says in one lashon, Pshite, Hai Brova Al Avro. So that's a Raya Mefereshes. It's a Raya Mefereshes. That there is a fundamental distinction between the Sruzdviyeh from Likeach and the Sruzdviyeh from Yoshim. By Likeach, so it's purely and exclusively based upon Shibud Nechosim. There is no element of Shibud Aguf. But by Yoshim, if the father didn't live in Nechosim, the father of the marriage, so then there is neither Shibud Aguf nor Shibud Nechosim. But if he left Kakois, so then there is a Shibud Aguf incumbent upon the Yoshim. So the Melech Gemara says, Pshite hai bro v'ai lav bro. Let's see the Rashi. V'not al karaka bishul chayli saviyen. The Oslo Hayach, the Shokul Paul the Big Sofi, Imechov, Vahaini the Koma Arein, Kikarka, the Baruch Sofi, Name Yifra, Chotze Chevi Shalovi, Hai Bro, Vahil Avro, Bitlio, Kleima Baruch Sofi, Lahave Bro, Lefrei Achiv Oviv. So what do you mean? Lahave is not a child, he's Mechuyev to pay. It's not like family Likeach. Likeach is not Mechuyev. But the Malve has his chus to take it away from him. But he's not mechuyev in any way. He's not in any way. But here there is a chayiv. There's the pshat in mitzvah. It's not a question of kibudav, and it's not. It means shibudaguf, like priyas balchayiv mitzvah means shibudaguf. So here it also means shibudaguf. Then there's another lashon. That's what you have to understand. So the first lashon is the davar pashut. Doesn't even have to be explained. Ike damre adarab. Lidagis. The amalei loche shakle ksofim. The mitne velo mishtal neminoch. Loche shakle sare. The mitre velo mishtal loche mideminoch. So the second lashon is also made to the first lashon. That when the father left nechosim, so then there is a shivdaguf incumbent upon the yosh. But in some melee, in the case where they both take surveys, so they have to share the loss that was occasioned by the gvir of the survey. But in the case where one brother took a quiz and the other one took something, why such an arrangement? So that means that it was done deliberately in order to keep the other fellow immune. Why did one take a karka and the other one take ksofim? In order the one who took ksofim and not kakoyes, so he did it in order to have immunity in case the karka is nigve, so then he will not have to share the loss. Ike dam lili agise pachinon. He bal ksofim lechayev. Dam lili bal karka loche shakle. So what does Ravasi mean? Ksofim arengi karki. Elo, vishnei achim shacholku. And both took karki. Ubo bal chayev. If you not lchalki shalachad me. So then, the brother whose chilek was taken away, can reimburse himself by dividing the sode that the other brother has, which was not taken away by Rachel. So, there's the Chiddush. Why does he have to tell us again? The Itma. Ha'achim shecholku u'bobalcheiv v'notolchel kishleach odmen. Rav omar bot lamachleikes. Now let's see the Rashi. Yishnei achim shecholku karka u'balchim netolchim keachod. Yimshal lachachot shechelke. Oy karka oy misalik lei bizuze. V'hayne arein ki karka. Dimotze misalik lei bizuze ki bi karka. So omar avas echod izim dikma. O achim shecholku u'balchim netolchim keachod. Rav omar bot lo machlekes. Eisich chluka ptelo v'chizrin v'chilkin v'shov v'achilik ha'nishar achilik ha'nishar u'shmuel oma viteir. Vita means that the brother whose chilik was taken away by the balcheiv, he loses ovat. And v'ravase oma neitel revi b'karka or revi b'mois. Now there are two pshat in Rashi. What does it mean, Revi is Bikarka or Revi Mois? The first pshat of Revi is Bikarka or Revi is Mois means he's only entitled to take Revi. But either he takes it in Karka the Revi, or he takes Imois, but only Revi. The second lashon is no. He's entitled to a half, but one fourth is taken in Karka, and one fourth is taken in Mois. Now, so the more explain. Rav ma boto machlekes kosovar achim shecholku ki yorshim hare, because there is a machlekes in the Gemara, whether it's told or whether in the Shaila, whether yesh brere or ein brere. If we say that yesh brere, so achim shecholku is yorshim. But yorshim, so let's say the father left two sodas, soda number one and soda number two, and they divide it. Ruvain took soda number one, Shimon took soda number two. So it could have been different. How was it divided that way? Through Gael, by casting lots. So it didn't have to be Dafke that way. It could have been done in a different way. That Shimon could have taken soda number one, and Ruvain could have taken soda number two. But it was done this way. So if we say Yesh Breire, so it means Yoshinah, because when the father died, so, and he has two sons, so it's impossible that each son should get everything. So one yarshin is a half, and the other one yarshin is the other half. Now, so, but then the chluka takes place a year after the death of the father. So mele, if we say yesh brere, so we say since through the chluka it was determined that Reuven gets son number one and Shimon gets son number two, even though it didn't have to be that way, it could have been the other way, just on the basis of pure chance. So the Gael determined that way. But if you see Yesh Brere, so we relate back to Mafreya and we say at the time of the Ptira of the father, so Reuven Yarshin son number one and Shimon Yarshin son number two. But if we say Ein Brere, so he says, since it wasn't necessarily determined that Reuven should get son number one and Shimon should get son number two, it could have been the other way around. So mele, even if it was determined, so it means it was determined by an exchange of parties. So they're not Yoshim. So they are considered as...